I wonder who could be calling me. I'm not even listed in the Yellow Pages. Excuse me while I answer the phone. Hello, Captain Hook. The devil? Buddy. Now listen, devil. Don't you be calling disturbing me. We love the Lord, and these kids are going to serve the Lord, and you're just trying to give us a bad time. You leave a... Don't you call me fatso, devil. We don't like you. We're in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to serve him. So get out of here and leave us alone. Goodbye. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Sister Hook, what's that big box on our ship?
Oh, do you suppose it could be a stowaway? You know what a stowaway is, don't you? That's a person that doesn't have the money to buy their ticket. Or sometimes they're just trying to sneak their way into another country.
Well, we don't want any stowaways on our ship. You better walk over there and take a look.
Okay, I'll do that.
What was it?
Captain Hook, you'll never believe this. There's a little boy that's a stowaway on our ship.
But why does he have to hide?
Well, there must be something wrong. Nobody has to hide anything or sneak their way into heaven on the old gospel ship. That's one thing that is so wonderful about being a Christian. You have a good, clean conscience. And you don't have to worry about the police coming after you. And you don't have to tell a lie to cover up for something you've done. You know that everything is right between you and man and you and God. This boy will never make it to heaven by hiding. He must ask the Lord to clear him of all of his sins. And then he won't have to hide anymore. Captain Hook, there should never be a stowaway on the old gospel ship, because every Christian is already cleansed of anything they might have to hide. Jesus forgives them of all of these things, clears everything up, and then, mates, everything from there on will just be smooth sailing.
Hello, Sharky, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Fatso. How are you doing?
My name is not Fatso, Sharky, and would you please quit calling me Fatso?
Okay, Castor Oil.
Castor Oil? Why are you calling me Castor Oil now?
Well, I call you that because you were so hard to take when you were a kid.
Sharky, please. Now, you've got to behave yourself and not be giving us such a bad time.
Hey, Captain.
What do you want, Sharky?
Does the Bible say that the Lord dwells within us?
Yes, that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that our body is the temple of the Lord, and that the Lord dwells within us.
He's got a lot of room to live in you, don't he, Fatso?
Sharky, please. Sharky, it's a straight and narrow way that leads to heaven.
I don't think you'll fit, Fatso.
Now, Sharky, please be kind and talk kind.
Okay, hey, can I sing a song?
Can you sing a song? You can't sing.
Oh, yes, I can.
You mean you would like to sing a song right now?
That's right, Fatso. You got it straight, man.
Well, okay. Go ahead and sing.
Well, I've got to warm up my voice first.
You've got to warm up your voice first. Oh, you mean like me, 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 me?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sing the song.
Okay, I got to warm up my voice. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 you are fat, fat, fat.
Sharky, please. Now, you don't have to warm up your voice. Just sing the song.
Okay.
Sharky, sing the song.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, white and green, you're the fattest guy I see.
Sharky, hold it right there. That's not the way the song goes. Now sing it right. Start over.
Okay. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, white and green, she's the cutest girl I've seen.
Wait a minute, Sharky. Don't get carried away.
Don't worry about me getting carried away. It's a cinch they can't carry you away.